Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Win Bigly Persuasion in a World Where Facts Don't Matter by Scott Adams is a non-fiction book about influence, political communication, and the limits of factual argument in public life. Adams, best known as the creator of Dilbert and as a commentator on persuasion, uses Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign as the central case study for explaining how emotional framing, repetition, identity cues, and simplified messaging can outperform conventional logic. The book is not a neutral political history, nor is it a formal academic psychology text. It is a practitioner-style analysis that blends Adams's observations, his interest in hypnosis, and his broader view that people often decide first and rationalize later. Its purpose is to show how persuasion works when audiences interpret events through competing filters rather than shared facts. The result is a provocative guide to modern influence, useful for readers interested in politics, marketing, media narratives, and the psychology of belief. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, people decide emotionally before they justify decisions rationally. A central argument of Win Bigly is that human beings are less rational than they believe. Adams presents persuasion as a process that usually reaches people below the level of formal logic, after which they assemble reasons to defend a position they have already accepted emotionally. This does not mean facts are irrelevant in every situation, but it does mean facts often arrive too late to determine belief when identity, fear, hope, status, or belonging are already involved. In the political examples Adams discusses, voters do not simply compare policy documents and select the most coherent platform. They respond to impressions of strength, confidence, clarity, and emotional fit. The practical implication is that persuasion must address the decision process as it actually occurs, not as people claim it occurs. A message that is factually dense but emotionally weak may lose to one that is simpler, more vivid, and easier to repeat. Adams's treatment is deliberately provocative because it challenges the moral comfort of believing that better evidence automatically wins arguments. His point is analytical rather than purely cynical. Anyone who wants to communicate effectively must understand that reasoning often functions as post hoc justification rather than the original engine of choice. Secondly, Trump's 2016 campaign is treated as a persuasion case study. The most distinctive feature of the book is its extended analysis of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign as an example of high-impact persuasion. Adams argues that Trump's political success cannot be explained only by policy, party loyalty, or media attention. He focuses instead on techniques such as reducing complexity, using emotionally loaded labels, creating memorable contrasts, and maintaining message dominance through repetition. In Adams's interpretation, Trump was unusually effective at creating simple mental anchors that opponents found difficult to dislodge. Whether readers agree with Adams's admiration for Trump's persuasive skill is a separate question, and many readers find this emphasis controversial. Still, the case study gives the book its practical specificity. Rather than discussing persuasion only through laboratory concepts or corporate branding examples, Adams examines persuasion under conditions of conflict, saturation media coverage, and public polarization. This makes the book different from many influence manuals because it studies persuasion in a messy, real-time political environment. The weakness of this approach is that the analysis can feel tied to one political figure and one election cycle. Its strength is that the examples are concrete enough to show how framing, repetition, and emotional signaling function in public discourse. Thirdly, filters explain why people interpret the same reality differently. Adams uses the idea of filters to describe the mental lenses through which people interpret events. A filter is not simply an opinion, it is a framework that determines what evidence seems important, what motives are attributed to others, and what conclusions feel obvious. In Win Bigly, this concept helps explain why political opponents can watch the same speech, debate, or controversy and sincerely reach incompatible interpretations. Each side believes it is seeing reality clearly, while the other side appears deluded, corrupt, or manipulated. Adams argues that persuasion improves when a communicator understands the audience's filter rather than merely attacking its conclusions. This has practical value because people rarely abandon a worldview in response to direct contradiction. They are more likely to shift when a message fits enough of their existing assumptions to feel safe, familiar, or emotionally coherent. The filter concept also encourages a degree of interpretive humility. It does not require treating every belief as equally valid, but it does challenge the assumption that disagreement is always caused by ignorance. In the book's broader framework, persuasion begins with diagnosing the listener's perceptual frame and then choosing language that can travel through it. Fourthly, persuasion operates through simplicity, repetition, and subconscious cues. Adams repeatedly emphasizes that effective persuasion depends on form as much as content. A persuasive message must be simple enough to remember, emotionally charged enough to matter, and repeatable enough to become familiar. This is why slogans, labels, visual impressions, and word choice receive more attention in the book than detailed argument structure. Adams connects these mechanisms to his interest in hypnosis, using the term broadly to describe influence that works through attention, association, and subconscious response rather than explicit reasoning alone. The book points to small variables that can change perception, including physical presentation, confidence, timing, linguistic framing, and the emotional shape of a phrase. The reasoning is that the human mind is overloaded and therefore relies on shortcuts. A message that reduces cognitive effort has an advantage over one that requires extended analysis, especially in crowded media environments. This perspective is useful for marketers, speakers, and political communicators because it explains why technically accurate messages can fail if they are forgettable or emotionally flat. At the same time, Adams's emphasis on subconscious influence raises an ethical tension. Techniques that help clarify a message can also be used to manipulate audiences who are not fully aware of how they are being guided. Lastly, the book exposes a tension between persuasion skill and ethical responsibility. Win Bigly is valuable partly because it makes readers confront an uncomfortable question if persuasion works even when facts do not dominate. What obligations does the persuader have? Adams is primarily interested in prediction, technique, and effectiveness. He analyzes what works and why, often with less attention to whether the outcome is socially healthy. This is one reason the book has divided readers. Supporters appreciate its blunt description of influence in a polarized media environment. Critics argue that it risks normalizing manipulation, dismissing factual accountability, or treating political communication as a game in which winning matters more than truth. The book's subtitle deliberately pushes this concern to the surface. Adams does not claim that facts never exist, but he argues that public persuasion often proceeds as if facts are secondary to framing an emotion. For readers, the ethical lesson may be broader than Adams's own focus. Understanding persuasion techniques can make a person more effective, but it can also make a person more skeptical of messages designed to bypass careful judgment. The book, therefore, functions both as a manual for influence and as a warning about how easily influence can detach from responsible truth-seeking. In conclusion, Win Bigly is best suited for readers interested in persuasion, political messaging, marketing, media analysis, and the psychology of belief formation. It will be especially useful to people who want to understand why fact-based rebuttals often fail in public argument and why simple emotional frames can dominate more detailed explanations. The practical benefit is not a list of universal scripts, but a sharper awareness of how attention, repetition, identity, and framing shape decisions. Intellectually, the book invites readers to examine the gap between how people say they decide and how they often behave under pressure, loyalty, or uncertainty. It stands out from classic persuasion books such as those centered on social psychology experiments because it is built around a live political case study and written from the perspective of a commentator who publicly analyzed the 2016 election through a persuasion lens. That makes it more immediate and controversial than more academically grounded works. Readers who want careful empirical research may find it less rigorous than formal psychology books. And readers strongly opposed to Trump's politics may find Adams's framing difficult. Even so, its distinct value lies in showing persuasion as a public, emotional, media-driven contest, rather than as a tidy set of laboratory principles. If you would like to support Scott Adams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.